Lord's work as always. I'm Brandon Sandman here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, getting you set for a sub-state title game here in Hiawatha tonight. On the girls' side, the Royal Valley Panthers, a win away from a trip to the state tournament, but standing in their way, the number three ranked team in the state, the Osage City Indians. So a dynamite effort and ball game we got in store for you tonight as Royal Valley and Osage City duke it out here on KNGA. Well, the first game up, the defending champs in Silver Lake, they dominated their opponent in Wellsville, winning 58-25. So officially, the title defense is officially underway now for Silver Lake as they are out to Hutchinson next week again with a dominant effort here tonight in the first game prior to this one. Again, Royal Valley with a record of 14-6. They went 4-5 in Big East League play. They were 10-1 in non-league games this year. For the Osage City Indians, the number three ranked team in the 3A classification, they are 21-1 and have won 18 consecutive games. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups for this one here with a trip to Hutch on the line. Let's start with Royal Valley and head coach David Boucher in year number six at the helm. In the backcourt, Avery Stidham, a 5'7 senior, averaging over 3 points and three rebounds a game. Hannah Wawasik as well on the wing, a 5'9 sophomore at 14.5 points per game. She leads the Panthers in that category. Athena Broaddus, a 5'10 senior forward at 7 points per game. Samantha Klotz, 5'11 senior, sensational multi-sport athlete, and Central Missouri volleyball commit averaging nearly 5 points and nine rebounds per game. And then Kiwa Miller, the 6'1 freshman, at 14.4 points per game, 7.8 rebounds a contest as well. So again, for the Panthers tonight, it is Stidham, it is Wawasik, it is Broaddus, Klotz, and Miller. For number three ranked Osage City, the Indians are coached by Kate Boss. They go like this here tonight. In the backcourt, Sadie Shoemaker, she is a 5'4 senior, at 4.5 points per game. Emery Spies, a 5'2 junior guard, at 14.1 points per game. The forwards, Julia Kitzelman, a 5'11 junior at 7.5 points per game. And then you got the bosses. Kaylin, a freshman at 5'10. Kaylin Boss, 23.5 points per game, six rebounds and nearly five steals as well. And then Lexi Boss, a 5'9 senior at 7 points and eight rebounds a game. So again, for Osage City, the number three ranked team in the state at 21-1, 18 consecutive wins coming in. It'll be Shoemaker, Spies, Kitzelman, Boss, and Boss. Again, Ray Pitting, our studio producer, Brandon Tadman here on KNZA. A little more about Royal Valley, six-year head coach David Boucher. This is their best season since 2018-2019. Which was the last time they had won a state championship. Last year, just 5 wins. 2 years ago, just 4 wins. 3 years ago, just 7 wins. 4 years ago, they had a 17-5 record, the loss in the sub-state semifinal. So again, this is the best season that Royal Valley has had in 4 years. A record of 14-6. They have won 4 straight and 8 of their last 9. They won the semifinal on Tuesday, beating Heritage Christian 58-43. They won the first round game on February 27th against Sabetha 50-21. The Indians of Osage City getting it done in their first round over Osawatomie 90-26, and the 90 points tied a school record for points in a game, which was set all the way back in 1990. They also broke the school record for threes in a game with 11 in that 90-26. First-round win against Osawatomie, and then Tuesday night in the semifinals, they took care of business at home against a Big East League opponent in Jefferson West. That final was 75-45. Our second game tonight here in Hiawatha. Silver Lake dominant the defending champs back in Hutch next week as they beat Wellsville 58-25. This place is packed to the gills. Thanks for hanging with us again. Our opening tip-off is brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Royal Valley, road black uniforms, white numerals, and lettering trimmed in purple. All white home uniforms for Osage City with red numerals and lettering with a little white trim around the numerals and letterings. A trip to the state tournament next week is on the line, and the opening tip-off is controlled by Royal Valley. Here's Avery Stidham into the front court. Panthers averaging 46.4 points per game. Their record is 14-6. Defensively, one of the best in the state, Osage City, giving up less than 30 points a game. Here's a three, front rim, no. Bodies fighting for the rebound. It's a jump ball. It will be Osage City basketball. Klotz nearly had the offensive rebound, or it looked like she might have nabbed that offensive rebound and then had it taken away, tied up. And now the Panthers, their first defensive possession, Osage City scoring 59.6 points per game. Working against this pressure by Royal Valley. They get it into the front court. Kaylin Bontz, a three, a little bit strong. Backside rebound for Shoemaker. Another three on the way. This one is no good. Rebound Stidham. Two decent looks from beyond the arc. Osage City couldn't get either to fall. No score. 45 seconds into this sub-state title game. We are packed in the roundhouse tonight here in Hiawatha. Here's Stidham, right wing, nearly lost it, diving in, left-handed scoop shot, no good. Rebound for the freshman and Kaylin Boss. You're going to hear that name a lot tonight here in this ballgame. Here's Shoemaker with the basketball. Or correction, this is Spieth with the basketball. Now Shoemaker, left corner touch. 2-3 zone right now for Royal Valley. A lot of length. They do have the size advantage on Osage City in this game. There's a tip pass taken away by Broaddus. Turnover by Osage City. Still trying to break the scoreless tie. We have played 90 seconds in this game. Trying to go over the top. Miller had it tipped away. The pass was a little short. And the second turnover by Royal Valley. Here's Boss, coast to coast. Layup here. Kaylin Boss, the 5'10 freshman, breaks the scoreless tie. 2-0 Osage City about 2 minutes into this game. Here's Stidham, left side on the wing. Osage City going man-to-man here in the early going. Here's Broaddus diving in from the left corner. Gets in the paint. Backdoor. Miller shot. Good. And the foul. Kiwa Miller. An and-one opportunity. Ties the game at 2-2. And a chance to give Royal Valley their first lead tonight. Osage City foul on Kitzelman. That is her first. And team foul number one. Well, before we get this free throw in for Miller, she's got to tie the shoelace. This 6'1 freshman, impressive. Averaging nearly 15-8. 49% free throw shooter this season. Tees up and drills it. Royal Valley, a 3-2 lead at 6:07 to go in this first. Osage City, they have won 18 consecutive games and have a record of 21-1, number three in the state. Right side pass, Kaylin Boss, wide open for three, little strong. Shoemaker, the backside rebound, put up and in. Sadie Shoemaker, maybe the smallest girl on the floor at 5'4", an offensive rebound and a stick back, and it's 4-3, Osage City. Here's Klotz, top of the circle, a lot of contact, backed out to the perimeter, kicks it left to Broaddus on the wing. Has the dribble, now using it twice, three times, gets in the lane, had it knocked away in a steal. Turnover by Royal Valley, their third, as the steal was taken away by Lexi Vaughn. And on the other side of the floor, Panna Wawasik nearly got a steal, but couldn't quite save it from the far sideline, and Osage City keeps the possession, leading Royal Valley 4-3 at 5:24 to go in this first period. Osage City, they've been one of the more dominant teams in the 3A classification this season. Short corner shot, Kitzelman here. Julia Kitzelman is on the board. And three players for the Indians have combined for the 6 points, and it's 6-3 Indians. At 5 minutes to go in this first period, another lazy pass taken away. Turnovers an issue right now for Royal Valley. That's their fourth in 3 minutes. Here's Shoemaker into the front court, bouncing it up top. Kitzelman with it. Now dumps it into the corner with Boss. And a whistle and a foul on the perimeter. Stops the clock at 4:50. And the Royal Valley foul. There was a couple bodies around. And they're going to get Stidham with this one here. Osage City threw it into the backcourt, trying to chase it down, and they're going to get a foul on Kiwa Miller. That's going to be the second foul against Royal Valley, and the first on Miller. 4:49 to go, first period. Osage City leading 6-3 here in Hiawatha tonight over Royal Valley. Trip to Hutch on the line next week. Who's going to join Silver Lake, the defending champs? Entry pass, kicked out, pop a three on the way. That is nothing but net for Kaylin Boss. That is her 44th made triple of the year. And Osage City out to a 9-3 lead. And Royal Valley turns it over again. 2-on-1 break. Scoop shot good. And one. Kitzelman a chance at a three-point play. And right now it is all Indians. Royal Valley foul on Samantha Klotz, her first team third. 11-3. And they are out to a fast start. Is Osage City. They brought a heavy contingent here for this game tonight. And the free throw is a little strong, fighting for the rebound, and Broaddus able to pull it down for Royal Valley. Can Royal Valley get a bucket here? They are down 11-3, about to the halfway point of this first quarter. Here's Stidham around a Broaddus screen, nearly got away with a walk, but no call. Here's Wawasik, had it taken away. They're going to call a tie-up inside. And the possession fortunate for Royal Valley. They're going to keep it here. That was great defense inside by Osage City. Indians give up less than 30 points per game. 29.7 to be exact. They've given up 40 or more points just four times in 22 games. And now Royal Valley turns it over on the inbounds pass, and head coach David Boucher has seen enough. It's all Osage City right now. 4:06 to go, first quarter. Number three ranked, Osage City, 11, Royal Valley 3. Our coverage of the Class 3A sub-state title game in Hiawatha continues after a timeout here on KNZA.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Broadcast here on KNCA. It is presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Ray Penning, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tabman. The Royal Valley girls trailing Osage City 11-3. With 4:06 to go in the first quarter, the Indians out to a hot start both ends of the floor. They are the number three ranked team in the state at 21-1, and they have won 18 consecutive games coming in. Royal Valley, their best season in 4 years. Shoemaker, a deep three, nearly got it to go, left it short, but Kitzelman, the offensive rebound, and a second chance for Osage City. A lot of contact inside, and a turnover by Osage City. Here's Panna Wawasik into the front court from left to right. Broaddus spins to her left, spins it up and in. Athena Broaddus gets one on the board and stops that Royal Valley drought. It's 11-5 Osage City at 3.5 minutes to go in the first. Boss inside, layup good. Speech with the assist. That was Lexi Boss this time. Her first points tonight, 13-5 Osage City. And quickly up the floor, Wawasik tried a three. It was no good. Now Osage City back into the front court. Here's Spies playing in her 18th game of the year. Hands it off to Kitzelman. Now Spies in the paint looking for some help. Up top, Kaylin Boss a triple. It is good. Or correction, that was Kitzelman. She's got 7 in the first quarter. The lead is 11 for Osage City at 16-5. Dominant start under 3 minutes to go in this first period. Silver Lake won the first sub-state title in this gym tonight, dominating Wellsville. So the Eagles, with their title defense now officially on for next week in Hutch. Here's Kiwan Miller, post-touch. Good positioning, shot rejected, but a foul. Lexi Boss will pick up this one. Good defense, but a little contact there. Now free throws coming up here from Miller. Miller's got 3 of the 5 Royal Valley points. 49% free throw shooter this season, and her first tier is good. Now 2 for 2 at the line. She's got 4 of the 6, and it's 16-6 Osage City. As we'll see, Dosno Mills into the game for the Panthers, replacing Broaddus. Second free throw by Miller, pure as well. 3 for 3 at the line in this opening quarter. She's got 5 to lead Royal Valley. Right now the Panthers trail by 9, 16-7 at 2.5 minutes to go in the first. Spies with the ball fake, step back left wing 3, missed everything but backboard, And Mills, who just checked in, grabbing that rebound for Royal Valley. Here's Stidham into the front court, being hounded by Spies. Stops it on the right wing. Wawasik, a touch in between the rings out high. Now Klotz, entry pass taken away. Certainly wasn't the right idea. That's 7 first quarter turnovers by Royal Valley. Here's Boss into a 3 halfway down and out. Tipped out to the perimeter and a rebound for Peyton Pitts, who has checked into the game for Osage City. Second chance opportunity here. Long skip pass, short corner right, Kitzelman, right-handed shot, couldn't get it to go, and a rebound for Panawawasik. Panthers catch a break there. Great look inside by Kitzelman. Here's Wawasik, spins in the paint, shot, might have been partially blocked. Samantha Klotz, the offensive rebound, and now she's knocked to the floor, and a foul on Osage City. This one on Kitzelman, that's going to be her second. With 1:40 to go in the first, and right now Osage City leading this one 16-7. Klotz, right side, Stidham, driving, right-handed floater, no good. Klotz, a second chance, no good. And the backside rebound by Pitts. Klotz had a decent look on the offensive rebound, couldn't get it to go. Under 90 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Osage City 16, Royal Valley 7. Short corner left, here's Pitts, driving, kicking up top. Good extra pass, this is Watson in the corner. Her pass tipped and taken away by Stidham. Third turnover by Osage City. Far side of the floor, Stidham angles right, now Klotz on the wing. Here's a cutting Wawasik, shot up, couldn't get it to go, but a foul called. Pano Wawasik, the sensational sophomore, heading to the line to shoot 2. And the Osage City foul against Addison Watson, her first, and team foul number 4. 1:07 to go in the first. Wawasik at the line, and her first free throw is good. That is her first point tonight. And it doubles it up now for Osage City. It's now 16-8. As the sub comes back into the game for Osage City. And Kitzelman with the 2 fouls getting a breather. Wawasik banks in the second free throw. He'll take it any way you can get it, no doubt about that. 16-9, Osage City by 7. A minute to go here in the first. Into the front court across the timeline at speed. Right side pass, it goes to Boss. That's Kalen Boss. Of course, you got Lexi as well. Pitch, short corner, long 2, no good. Shoemaker, the offensive rebound, and she's fouled on the putback attempt. Maybe the smallest on the floor. Now, Spies listed at 5'2". Shoemaker listed at 5'4". Royal Valley foul on Stidham. That is her second, team foul number 4. And this puts Sadie Shoemaker at the line. 59% free throw shooter this season. Her first, a little bit strong, no good. The only loss for Osage City was all the way back on December 14th against Lebo. They have won 18 straight since. The second one is no good, but Kalen Boss with the offensive rebound, and then she has it taken away by Stidham. Coast to coast, shot, no. Second chance by Dazzo Mills, up no good, but a foul. So the sophomore Mills, a little bit of energy off the bench for David Boucher, and she'll shoot 2 here at 39 seconds to go in the quarter. The Osage City foul is on Peyton Pitts. That is her first. Dosno Mills, 61% at the line this season. And her first is short. Well, free throw shooting has not been good for Royal Valley this year as a team, just 48%. And you got 4 girls on the other side for Osage City that are north of 70% at the line. Mills able to knock down the second free throw. That's her first point tonight. 6-point game, 16-10. Final 30 seconds here in this opening quarter. Trip to Hutch on the line in the 3A classification. Here's Shoemaker, Spies now with it. Hands it off to Boss. Into the corner, Lexia 3, halfway down and out, bodies in the paint, trying to fight for the rebound, and Shoemaker another rebound, another deep 3, that's no good, deflected out of bounds, it stays with Osage City. Well, Wawasik saying it should be the other way, but the official shakes his head no, and the Indians have the ball with 11.6 to go, a 16-10 lead. Dump it into the backcourt, it is Pitts, right side corner, Spies a 3, nothing but net. 19-10, 3 seconds to go. Wawasik, half-court shot at the buzzer, no good. And a big shot there for Spies to take us to the end of the first quarter. Number 3 ranked Osage City 19, Royal Valley 10. Girls Substate Basketball Championship here from Hiawatha continues after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Girls Class 3A Substate Championship game tonight here on KNZA from Hiawatha. The roundhouse is packed to the gills as number 3 ranked Osage City leading Royal Valley. As we go to the second quarter, it is 19-10 Indians. Osage City in the home white uniforms into the front court. First possession on offense in the second quarter. Left side pass. Watson open in the corner. A little bit short on a three. Fighting for the rebound. Tipped up a little bit, but Broadus pulls it down for Royal Valley. Panthers down 9. They work left to right. Stidham stops on a dime up top. Here's Wawasik on the right wing. Up top between the rings, it's Samantha Klotz. Hands it off to Wawasik on a curl, then backs out to the midcourt line. Wants to go right. Hands it off to Miller on the wing right. Works it back, stops, top of the key. Looking left, has the dribble. Doesn't use it. Now Klotz with the touch. Here is a diving Miller. Shot up and good. Tiwa Miller. Good find by Samantha Klotz, and the lead trimmed up. It is 19-12, Osage City, as we are about a minute into this second period. Here's Spieth on a drive. Layup, no. Trickles off the rim. Able to get her own rebound and another opportunity on an offensive rebound. Spieth, right wing, deep three, halfway down and out. Another offensive rebound and a foul. It was Addison Watson this time who came crashing the glass. And the 5'2 junior earning that one and every bit of it as the foul is on Royal Valley. And they get Broadus with her first. And Watson will shoot two. And Watson's first free throw is good. She shoots 73% at the line. Hadn't shot many. That makes her 12 of 16 on the year. Had 9 points in the win over Osawatomie in the first round, and she missed the second, and another offensive rebound, this time by Kaylin Boss. Deep three for Spies. This one no good. Hit high to heel, and finally cleared away by Miller for Royal Valley. Osage City 20, Royal Valley 12. Under 6:40 to go in this first half. Here's Stidham, right wing, puts it on the dribble, bounces at the clock at the free throw line. Right side brought it, the long two, might have been partially blocked. Fighting for the rebound and knocked away from Kaylin Boss. I think they get Miller with the foul here on that rebound attempt they do, and that's going to be her second. Osage City, they are a balanced unit. Their best player is a freshman, and they just suffocate you on the defensive end, again allowing under 30 points per game this season. And now an offensive foul. They tried to set a little screen and roll action. And a turnover number 5 now on Osage City. The illegal screen was set by Lexi Boss as they were trying to free up Spieth for a perimeter 3. Here's Stidham into the front court. Angles left. Hands it off to Wawasik on the wing. Has the dribble. Now using twice. Now 3 times. Still continuing that dribble. Hands it off to Broadus. Now a post touch here for Miller. Back to Wawasik. Right corner 3. Air ball. Stidham, though, right there. Puts it back up. Hit the rim twice. Fell off. Now Miller up and in. And the foul. Tiwa Miller. Chance for a 3-point play. She is single-handedly keeping the Panthers in it. And she's got 9 of the 14. And a timeout on the floor. David Boucher loving the effort from his team here tonight. That timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break, you're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn. The perfect Timeout snack. Ray Pitting, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tabman here at KNZA. The first game tonight was the defending champs, Silver Lake, beating Wellsville at a running clock in the fourth quarter. It was 58-25 right now. In the second game tonight in Hiawatha, the Osage City girls, number three ranked in the state, leading Royal Valley 20-14. A six-point game right now, but out of the timeout here, Kiwa Miller going to have an opportunity to finish off a three-point play. She's perfect at the line so far in this half. She is 3-for-3, has 9 of the 14 points. And we'll try to get one more dash closer to it. A little bit strong, no good. And a rebound for Kaylin Voss, her fourth of the half. 20-14, Osage City. Under 6 minutes to go in this first half of play. Here's Kaylin Voss, right side. Stop, put it up top, into the hands of Kitzelman. She'll drive, fading away, and somehow got it to go. Kitzelman with 9. If those kind of shots are falling, Royal Valley simply has no chance. And now Royal Valley, a quick turnover on the entry pass. You can't have it. Kitzelman stops left wing, skips it right side. Watson into the corner. Spies a 3. Hits high off the heel. Another offensive rebound, this time by Kitzelman. And a foul against Royal Valley. Wawasik wanted to travel. No call. And right now that foul on Tana Wawasik, that's going to be her first. And team number 3, as Dosno Mills is going to check back in. Miller gets a breather. But right now the rebounding is heavily in favor of Osage City, especially on the offensive glass. They set up an inbounds play for Kaylin Voss and an easy deuce at the rack. The lead back to 10, a 4-0 spurt here as the Indians in front, 24-14. We're 3 minutes in, and we got 5 to go here in the second quarter. Mills on a drive, bumped to her right, barely grazed the rim on the shot, and the rebound for Addison Watson. One and done there for the Panthers. Here's Spies into the front court, hesitates on Stidham, stops on the block, wants someone to help. Finally gets it off to the free throw line. Kitzelman, a J, good. Julia Kitzelman has 11 points, and it's 26-14 Osage City. Right after the Panthers got it back to within 6, a 6-0 run by the Indians and a timeout for Royal Valley. Well, let's check to see if it's a full or a 30. It's a 30-second timeout, so we're going to keep it right here. Osage City led this game 19-10 at the end of the first quarter, and right now they lead it 26-14 at 4:35 to go in this first half of play. Congratulations out again to Silver Lake, who going to have a chance to defend their title next week in Hutch. They dominated Wellsville in the first game here in Hiawatha tonight. We had that game on 96.9 The Pulse. The Troy girls have won their game tonight, so the Trojans will be making the trip to Dodge City next week for the state tournament as well. The Valley Falls boys winning an absolute thriller tonight over at Valley Heights. So check it off. Local team and local team and local team, as we've already got quite a few teams locked into the state tournaments coming up next week with still more games coming your way tomorrow night. All right, see if Royal Valley can dial something up here out of this timeout. Broadus into the corner with Mills. Back up top to Broadus, now resetting with Stidham out high. 26-14 Osage City in front by 12. Coming up on 4:20 to go in this first half. Here's Mills, Broadus, closed out quickly by Kitzelman, who has played so well tonight for Osage City. Here's Klotz, backdoor Stidham underneath, lost it, and then had it deflected out of bounds. Good pass by Klotz. Stidham just kind of lost the handle. And then Kitzelman punched it out of bounds right underneath the basket. So Royal Valley keeping here, 4:14 to go in the second. As they set up Wawasik, deep, straight on three, book it! Huge shot, Hannah Wawasik, her first field goal. She's got 5, and it's a 9-point game, 26-17 Osage City. 4 minutes down, 4 minutes to go here in the second. Here's Spies working left on a ball screen up top. Kitzelman a 3. She's hot. Julia Kitzelman, her second triple. She's got 14 in the half, and it's 29-17. Osage City, they get that 3 right back. Here's Broadus right side in the corner. Long skip pass. Wawasik thought about it. Closed out quickly. Good defense by Watson. Wawasik tried one anyways. Well contested. Hits the left rim. Goes out of bounds. And it goes back to the Indians at 3:34 to go in the quarter. Miller checks back in here for Royal Valley. Broadus gets a seat. But a dominant first half for the 5'11 junior, Julia Kitzelman, who has 14 points and came in averaging just 7.5 points per game. Hands it off, Spies does, to Shoemaker, little three-man weave, Boss diving, scoops it up and in. Kaylin Boss with 9, English to say the least. It is 31-17, Osage City. 3:10 to go, and now Royal Valley turns it over, and the frustrations are continuing to pile up for the Panthers here on the offensive end. That is now 9 first-half turnovers by Royal Valley. Here's Spies, hesitating, little in-out move, gets inside, had it knocked away. Might have been a shot taken away by Stidham. Now Mills in the corner, nearly had it taken away. Stidham, left wing three, short. Watts able to save it, but saved it to the wrong team. Up the floor, Watson shot, no good. Stidham the rebound, and now they turn it over again. Does Royal Valley, goodness me. And a push, or they call an offensive foul here on Emery Spies. What a sequence we just had there over the last 30 ticks. Now we're down to 2:40 to go in the second. The lead for Osage City is 2 touchdowns, 31-17. Royal Valley, they need a bucket here to stop this momentum. Great backdoor pass. Will Wasik traveled with it. Million-dollar move and a 10-set finish. And another turnover by the Panthers. 2.5 minutes to go in the half. Emery Spies, 5'2 junior. Had 26 in the win against Jeff West in the semifinals. Had 21 in the win against Osawatomie in the first round. They get a post touch. Shot up. Trickles off. No good. A rebound for Mills for Royal Valley. Panthers into the front court. Just north of 2 minutes and counting. And a whistle and a bump and a foul on the perimeter is going against the Indians. Stops the clock at 2:09. And this one on Kaylin Boss. That is her first. And team foul number 4. So 2:09 to go. Royal Valley's going to be in the bonus here for the rest of the half. Here's Wawasik back into the corner. Stidham now. Miller on a post touch. Shot up and good over Boss. Nicely played by Kiwan Miller, who's got 11. 31-19 Osage City. Just south of 2 minutes to go in the first half. Here's Spies down the middle of the floor. Waistside dribbles with the right hand. Hesitates. Angles left. Hands it off to Shoemaker, who works right. Boss, step back three. In and out, no. Rebound for Miller. Can get it within single digits here. Wawasik, free throw line, hesitates. Right angle, shot, no. And a foul's going to put Pano at the line to shoot two. This foul on Sadie Shoemaker, her first. And team foul number 5. Stops the clock at 1:36. Osage City leading 31-19. Pano at the line to shoot two. She's got 5 points here in the first half. Make it, nope, spoke too soon. A little strong on that free throw. My apologies on that one. Here's Athena Broadus back into the game for Royal Valley, taking the spot of Samantha Klotz. It was 19-10 at the end of one. It is 31-19 right now. Second free throw hit high off the heel and fell through. Wawasik's got 6. 1-for-2 stint there. 90 seconds and counting left in this first half. It's an 11-point Osage City lead. Here's Shoemaker. Threw it away. Well, Spies was working right. Shoemaker thought she was going to come back the other way to it. That was not the case. And for Osage City, their 7th turnover here in the half. Royal Valley again. A chance to get within single digits. Pass deflected out of bounds by Spies. But we just walk it across the timeline and far sideline. In front of the midcourt stripe, Wawasik will throw it in for Royal Valley. Here's Mills in the corner. Lazy pass taken away. You just can't do it. Here's Boss after the steal. Shot, no. Rejected out of bounds by Wawasik. Good defense. Fans wanted a foul, no call. But nonetheless, Kaylin Boss, the freshman, with that steal. Now throwing it in underneath is Emery Spies. Free throw line jumper short. Rebound Wawasik. Wawasik. Medium pace into the front court. Stops on a dime. Stidham, right wing. Skips. Broadus, left. Miller's pass deflected and taken away. The turnovers continue to pile. Spies, shot, no, but a foul. That's going to put Spies at the line. The turnovers have killed Royal Valley in this first half. Wolosik picks up her second, and Spies will shoot two, who has had a sensational sub-state tournament. Her first free throw is no good. 26 points, 5 assists, 5 steals, 4 rebounds against Jeff West in the semifinals. And that big win against Osawatomie, 21 points, 7 assists, 5 steals, 4 rebounds. Second free throw is good by Spies. She goes 1 for 2. The lead is 12, 32-20, Osage City, as we are now officially under a minute to go in the half. Here's Wolosik on the right wing, gets a clot screen, stops, goes back to Klotz on the right wing. Fans wanted a moving screen. They didn't get it. Now Stidham fires and hits a long two. Big shot, Avery Stidham. And now Osage City's lead is 10 at 32-22. 39 seconds and counting left in the half. Boy, this place is packed. And it is loud inside the roundhouse here in the gym, home of the Redhawks. See what they want to do. 25 seconds. Boss at the elbow. Kicks it right. Pitch. Diving in. And a foul called is going to put Osage City at the free throw line. And they got Panna Wolosik there. That is her third. That is a big time foul here late in the first half. See if Coach Boucher makes a change here with 22 seconds to go. Again, Peyton Pitts will shoot two. And her first free throw is good. That was just her third free throw attempt of the year. Now 2 for 3 in that category. Her second, also good. Peyton Pitt, 2 there, makes it 34-22 Osage City. 20 seconds to go here in the half as Wolosik works it into the front court. Now her pass tip nearly taken away, but Stidham gathers. Cannot turn it over. You got to get a shot up here if you're Royal Valley. Here's Klotz on the wing. 8 seconds to go. Brought it. Dives in. 5 seconds. Good. Skip. Wolosik a three. Got it! That'll take us to the end of the half. A monster three by Panna Wolosik. And it's a 9-point game at the intermission. Trip to the state tournament on the line next week. Number 3 ranks, Osage City 34, Royal Valley 25. Halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. 34-25 at the break. We got more after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Gary Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes, but these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to learn how today.
Spring and summer mean grilling season, and if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs. and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Girls Class 3A Substate title game here tonight in Hiawatha. Right now at the break, number 3 ranked Osage City leading the Royal Valley Panthers by a score of 34-25. Ray Penning, our studio producer tonight. A chilly Friday night here in Northeast Kansas. I'm Brandon Tavin. Well, it was a 19-10 Osage City lead at the end of the first quarter. Royal Valley had a much better offensive quarter in that second period. They got a big three from Panowatik right as time expired before the half to get it to a 9-point game. So we are a long ways to go. Royal Valley right in the thick of it, but they cannot keep turning the ball over at the rate that they did in that first half. The Panthers had 14 turnovers in the first half. They were good from the line, 7 of 10. And they out-rebounded Osage City 18-16. Indians had just 7 turnovers, and they were 4 of 9 at Charity Stripe in the first half. Individual scoring for Osage City. It was Julia Kitzelman who led the way, hit 2 threes and had 14 points. Kaylin Boss, 9 points to go along with 4 rebounds. They also got 4 points from Emery Spies. And they got 2 points apiece from Lexi Boss and Sadie Shoemaker, and then 1 point as well for Madison Watson. Wawasik, the leading scorer for Royal Valley, she hit 2 threes in the first half and had 9 points. She was also 3 of 4 at the line. 11 points for Kiwa Miller. I should have mentioned her first. She is the leading scorer for the Panthers again. So 11 for Miller, 9 for Wawasik. After that, 2 apiece for Avery Stidham and Athena Bronis, and then 1 point is from Dosno Mills. Our stats in tonight's game, it is presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. It is the member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton, that's with Mike Tanke, Kay Onlert, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting, that is Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Class 3A girls substate game from Hiawatha. Our score at the half, number 3 ranked Osage City, leading Royal Valley 34-25. More halftime coverage after a break here on KNZA.
Attention Sabetha residents. Rainbow Communications is expanding its fiber broadband network to your community. Construction is officially set to begin in 2026 on a $4.5 million project that will install nearly 63 miles of state-of-the-art fiber optic cabling. This expansion will bring extremely fast internet speeds up to 2 gigabits per second to over 2,300 homes. This project is part of Rainbow Communications' commitment to fostering economic growth and innovation in Sabetha. Learn more by contacting Rainbow Communications or visit fiber.rainbowtel.com.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, Market President at Bank of Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Thanks again to Highland Community College, our halftime show sponsor. Who's going to join the defending champs in Silver Lake out in Hutch next week? Halftime score here in Hiawatha, number 3, Osage City. Leading Royal Valley 34-25. Just a shout out to a couple of our other area teams, as we do have some tickets punched to state tournaments. The Troy girls defeating Rock Hills in Class 1A Division 1, 43-31. So the Trojans heading out to the state tournament in Dodge City. The Valley Falls boys winning an absolute thriller in their game against Mission Valley. The Dragons will be at the state tournament next week out in Manhattan. And the last check in 4A, the Atchison boys were leading Wamego 52-35 as that game was going into the fourth quarter. Get our halftime score, 34-25 Osage City. That's been our halftime show here tonight. The final 60-second timeout. Your second half is coming your way next.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help you. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ray Pinning, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tabman here in Hiawatha tonight, getting ready to start the second half. Girls Class 3A Sub-State Championship game, number 3 ranked Osage City, leading Royal Valley 34-25. The Indians got 14 in the first half from Julia Kitzelman. They also got 9 from Kaylin Boss. Leading scorer for Royal Valley was Kiwa Miller with 11. Panna Wawasik adding 9 points as well. 34-25 Osage City. Who will join the defending champs in Silver Lake? Dominated Wellsville in the first game tonight, putting up a running clock in the fourth quarter. A 9-point deficit for Royal Valley. They now go right to left here in the second half. They have the opening possession, and we're underway here, quarter number 3. Here's Miller, right wing 3, quick trigger. It's an air ball and out of bounds. So a early one-and-done possession there. Give it back to Osage City, 10 seconds into the period. Osage City under head coach Kate Boss. They have been as dominant of a team in the 3A classification this year, winning by an average of 27 points per game. Here is Emery Spies with the basketball. Backs it out near midcourt. Hands it off to the forward in Kaylin Boss. Works it left wing. Spies in the corner. Back to Kaylin Boss on the left wing. They go back and forth. And now Spies open for 3. Couldn't get it to go. And now Broadus grabbed the defensive rebound. And they call a tie-up inside as Spies tried to get her own rebound. Unfortunate. Good hustle there to keep that possession alive for Osage City. So they set it up for Shoemaker. Now Spies on the right wing. Curls around the arc. Gets a screen by Stidham. Floater. Hits off the rim. No good. Fighting for the rebound. Miller corrals that one for Royal Valley. Here's Pano Lawasik. Has to be careful with the foul trouble. Spins and fires on a fadeaway J. That one no good. Stidham, though, chasing it down. Miller on the block. Shot up and good. Miller, 13 in the game, 34-27. 7-point lead now for Osage City. Royal Valley, little juice to their step here. Back door, had it knocked away, a steal. Turnover by Osage City, their eighth of the game. Plots, pass, Miller, shot, good! Back-to-back buckets for Kiwa Miller. It is a 5-point game. 34-29 and a timeout called by Osage City. Boucher is fired up. We're not talking Bobby Boucher. We're talking head coach David Boucher. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break, you're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. A good start here. A 4-0 spurt here to start the third quarter for Royal Valley, and their deficit is down to 5 at 34-29. Kiwa Miller, 15 points tonight, and she's got the two buckets here in the third quarter. This is the closest that Royal Valley has been, really, since probably late portions of the first quarter. It's been a fantastic night of basketball. It's an absolutely fantastic atmosphere. We got purple halfway on one side, red and white on the other side for Osage City. This place is bumping. It's loud. We got multiple people holding up signs, for goodness sakes, on the far side. You got to love it. 34-29, Osage City by 5. Momentum on the side of Royal Valley. Out of the timeout, Osage City into the front court. Here's Kitzelman on the touch. Now Spies on the right wing. 3-2 zone defense right now with Miller at the head of it for Royal Valley. Here's a difficult pull-up that misfired on the left wing, and a rebound for Pano Owasek. Chance to get even closer here. They get away with one. Maybe a travel, but no call. Klotz, Broaddus inside. Shot good! Athena Broaddus! She's got 4. It's a 3-point game, 34-31. What a start. 6-0 run here in the third for Royal Valley. Just under 6 minutes to go in the quarter. Spies in the corner. Boss, baseline drive, whistle and a foul. It's going to be on the floor. First whistle in the third quarter. Royal Valley here on Samantha Klotz, her second. 5:50 to go in this third. 34-31, Osage City. Oh, they don't mark Boss, and she got an easy two. That's miscommunication by Royal Valley, and Boss now with 11. 36-31 Osage City. Here's Samantha Klotz, right side on the wing. Hands it off to Stidham. Nowhere to go. Out of bounds and a turnover. 15 turnovers in the game by Royal Valley. Their first here in the third. 5:36 to go in the quarter. Indians get it back with a 5-point lead. Here's Kitzelman pulling up. Strong on a long two. Gets a rebound somehow and keeps it alive. And then Osage City throws it away. Second turnover in the third quarter. Ninth in the game for Osage City. Panthers get it back, dealing with some full court press now by Osage City. 5:25, clock moving south, third period. Osage City 36, Royal Valley 31. Here's Plotz, head of the circle, hands it off to Owasek right there. Waist high dribbles with the right hand. Now Plotz in the paint from Broaddus, had it knocked away in a steal. Another turnover by Royal Valley. And now Spies, medium pace into the front court. Gets it off to Boss on the wing left. Now Shoemaker. Here's Kitzelman. Curling. Right side pass. Boss open for three. Banks it in. That was Lexi Boss this time. She's got 5. And it's back to 8. 39-31 Osage City at 4:47 to go in this third period. Here's Klotz around the perimeter. Now diving in. Kicks into the corner. Wawasik baseline drive. And a foul call. Our first foul against Osage City in the third, and it's going to be on Sadie Shoemaker, her second. Stidham will throw it in underneath her own basket. Royal Valley had just gotten to within 3, but they're back down by 8. Here's Broaddus looking for a tough pass. Somehow Miller got it. Shot up good. Fans wanted to travel. No call. Miller with 17 and 6 here in the quarter. 39-33, Osage City by 2 threes. 4:20 to go, clock moving, third quarter. Right side pass, Kalen Boss puts it on the dribble. A lot of contact, spinning away, lost it. Into the hands of Shoemaker. They back it out to Speeds. Her three was blocked by Wawasik, and it's tipped out of bounds, but it'll stay right here with Osage City. Wawasik closing out on the left wing three by Speeds and got a piece of it. 4:10 to go in the third, 39-33 Osage City. Here's Kitzelman. Her pass somehow got it to Speeds, who gets it out to Kalen Boss for three off the rim twice. No good. Rebound Miller and Royal Valley. 39-33, Panthers down six. Under 4 minutes to go in the third. Anticipation looming large. Wawasik, right corner three. That one no good. And a foul on the rebound attempt might be against Samantha Klotz. It is, and that is her third. So Wawasik and Klotz both with three fouls. And we still got 3:45 to go in the third. Both of them still on the floor. Kitzelman, back door. This is Boss. That's Kate. Kicks it out to Speech. Driving in. Kicking left. It's a Shoemaker. She gets in the paint. Stops at the elbow. Left side. Kalen Boss a three. It is absolutely pure. You could tell it was in the moment it left her hands. 14 for Kalen Boss, and it's 42-33. It's back to nine. 3:19 to go in the third, and now a whistle and a timeout for head coach David Boucher and Royal Valley. It is a 30-second TO. We'll keep it right here. Timeouts all season long brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Again, Ray Penning, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tamman here on KNZA. It has been a third quarter of runs. This was a 9-point Osage City lead at the half. Royal Valley got out to a good start on both ends of the floor. They had cut it to within three, which was as close as they have been since early in the first quarter. Since then, Osage City, they have pushed it back out to a 9-point lead. It is 42-33 at 3:17 to go in this third quarter of play. Games tonight on KNZA brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Big possession out of the timeout here for Royal Valley. They'll throw it in on the side out, far side of the floor. Wawasik, Mills, inside Miller, played well by Boss, knocked away, bodies on the floor, and Osage City comes away with it. 3-on-2 break. Boss herself scoops it up, couldn't get it to go. Broadus the rebound there. Osage City had numbers. Boss tried to do it herself and could not convert. Here's Broadus, left side on the wing, spins in the paint, shot blocked, Mills her own rebound, couldn't get a second chance to go, a lot of physicality, and finally Osage City comes away with it with Kalen Boss. Boy, Osage City fans would not be giving Christmas gifts to the officials this season, or year, I should say. A lot of physicality tonight, 2:35 to go in the third, 42-33 Osage City, they have the possession. Here's Speeds, left wing. Now Boss, ball faking, driving, floating. Couldn't get it to go. Tipped out of bounds, and it's last touch by Mills. So the Indians keep the possession. Here's Klotz back into the game for Royal Valley. And she's got three fouls, and she will take the spot of Broadus. 2:23 left, third quarter. 42-33, Osage City by nine. Speeds directing traffic. Throws it way into the backcourt with Kalen Boss. Now Speeds in the corner. Working on Stidham. Right side Kitzelman. Great ball fake by Miller. Takes it all the way. Shot no good, but a foul. Beautiful head fake there to get to the rack. And the foul was on Hannah Wawasik, and that is number four. Not good for Royal Valley. Kitzelman, 14 in the first half, and her first free throw is in and out. No good. 73% at the line coming into tonight. She's 0 for 2 at the line here. 2:16 to go in the quarter. And, of course, Wawasik now has to come out of the game. We'll see Kibo Throssell in there for the first time tonight. Second free throw by Kitzelman is good. And she's got 15 to lead Osage City. It's back to 10. Inside Mills. Got a great look. She puts it up and in. First field goal for Mills, has three in the game, 43-35, 8-point Osage City lead with 2 minutes to go in the third. There's a bump, pass though left side, underneath, Kate Boss wide open, too easy. Defensive miscue there by Royal Valley, and Lexi Boss with seven, beg your pardon. I said Kate, it was Lexi. Kate's the head coach. 45-35. Here's Throssell, corner left, one dribble, tried to force a pass inside, and it's a turnover. Just can't do it in that scenario there. Osage City into the front court, speed deep in the right corner. Long pass, tipped away, but Boss gets it back. She'll fire, can't make a long two, and Throssell the rebound here, had it knocked away and a foul. Throssell, nice job there to secure that rebound. The Osage City foul will be their second of the quarter, and it'll be number two on Spies. 1:22 left, third quarter of play. Miller is out, Broaddus is in. It's a 10-point Indians lead at 45-35. Big possession here for Royal Valley. Throssell into the front court. Her pass nearly taken away, but Mills gets it underneath and scoops it up and in. Mills with five, four in the quarter. It's back to eight. 45-37 Osage City, approaching the final minutes of the third period. Here is Kaylin Boss, left side on the wing, bumped up a little bit, but gets it off to Spieth. Kitzelman, top of the key, right wing, Spieth, a three, high off the heel, fighting for the rebound, collected by Lexi Boss. Second chance opportunity here for Osage City, 45 seconds and counting left in the quarter. They leave Lexi open for three, or correction, that was Kaylin Boss. 48-37 and 17 in the game for Kaylin Boss right now. 30 seconds to go. That was a monster shot for the Indians. Here's Klotz working, kicking, down low, pass tip, pushed, out of bounds. Turnover, Royal Valley. Goodness me. Five turnovers in the quarter, 19 in the game for the Panthers. And Osage City with a heck of a surge here to close out this third quarter. They lead it by 11 and could hold for the final shot. 15 seconds left. Kitzelman, right side pass. Boss feeling, yep. Three threes in the quarter for Kaylin Boss. 51-37. And we get a whistle and a foul away from the ball. We might have a couple of these girls chirping a little bit at each other. And they get the foul on Kitzelman. That's going to be her third. Well, I'm on the side of the Osage City fans, if you cannot tell. And the official who made that call over on the side for Kate Boss, the head coach. Her shirt says, all gas, no brakes. Now the other official going to head coach David Boucher. Very animated game here tonight. Kitzelman gets a nice ovation. The sub is in, which is Peyton Pitt. So just 3.8 seconds to go here in the quarter. And Royal Valley will throw it in underneath their own basket. This is a big-time opportunity to get a little momentum back. Here's Broaddus, left wing, into the corner. Stidham, a three. That one's no good. Broaddus grabs it, threw it up, no good. That takes us to the end of the third quarter. Royal Valley, they got work to do. Number three ranked Osage City, leading the Royal Valley Panthers 51-37. Fourth quarter coming up next here on KNCA.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Fulton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the season on the line for the Royal Valley girls. One more quarter to go. They trail number three ranked Osage City 51-37. Panthers have the first possession here in the fourth quarter. Here's Stidham in the corner. Tried to lob one in on a triple team, and it's going to be a travel. It was taken away and then given right back as it was Lexi Boss who got the steal and then fell to the floor. So it's turnover v. turnover. Panthers fortunate to get that one back. Here's Mills. Shot up by Miller this time, actually, and that one's good from the right elbow. 19 for Kiwa Miller. 51-39. Deficit is 12 for the Panthers. 25 seconds into the fourth quarter. Kitzelman pulling up. Missed everything but backboard. But an offensive rebound is stuck back up and in for an easy deuce for Lexi Boss. She's got nine. 53-39 Osage City. And a travel on the perimeter by Stidham. And the Indians have the momentum now early on in this fourth period. Into the front court, left to right, Spieth, left side pass to Shoemaker, deep on the wing, long pass, Boss at two, it's good. Lexi Boss again, now with 11, 9 of her 11 here in the second half, 55-39. It is danger time for Royal Valley here a minute into the fourth quarter. Here's Klotz, tough shot, partially blocked by Kitzelman, and a rebound grabbed by Lexi Boss, and now Osage City slowing down the tempo. 6:48 to go in the game. Into the corner. Boss a three. Hit the side of the backboard. And Wolosik able to pull down that rebound. Wolosik back out there with four fouls for Royal Valley. They need her out there no matter what. They got a long way to come back in this game. Another tough pass into traffic. Taken away. Another Royal Valley turnover. Speech coast to coast. Missed the layup. And then Klotz grabbed the rebound. And then fouled from behind by Lexi Boss. Well, if you are Emery Spieth, that is one you would like to have back. It was point blank, in transition, nobody around, and almost lost her footing on the way up and rolled off that miss on the layup try. But it's a 16-point Osage City lead at 55-39. 6:20 to go in the game. They are really trying to force the issue inside. And now a whistle and a foul this time, looking for Miller on the block. The Osage City foul against Kitzelman, and that is her fourth. Who has been very good tonight for Osage City, number three ranked in the state. Still plenty of time. Pass deflected, taken away. Panthers turn it over again. Boss hesitates, couldn't get it to go. It's tipped, and Broadus came in and got it from being out of bounds. It'll stay Osage City basketball. That is twice now that Osage City has missed transition opportunities right at the rim. But they do have the possession. Here's Boss at three, short, and fighting for the rebound. And finally, Miller comes up with it here for Royal Valley. They got to get a bucket here. They're down 16 with 6 minutes to go. Wolosik, a big three, air ball. Broadus, though, able to get the rebound, and then she threw it away. And now Osage City in control. They will walk it up the floor with Kaylin Boss, the 5'10 freshman who has 20 points tonight. And head coach Kate Boss will call a timeout here. 5:44 left in this game. Osage City leading it 55-39 over Royal Valley. It's a 30-second TO, so we'll keep it right here. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break. You're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Again, Ray Penning, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tabman here on KNCA. Don't forget, tomorrow I will be right back here inside the roundhouse for the boys' sub-state title games in this bracket. It'll be Perry LeCompton taking on Bishop Ward at 5 o'clock, and that'll be followed by Sabetha and Silver Lake. Four boys' teams tomorrow night, two spots in Hutch on the line for next week. Those games tomorrow at 5 and 6:30. Right here on KNZA. Royal Valley running thin on time. They are down 16 to number 3 in the state, Osage City, 55-39. As Osage City out of the timeout with the possession in the front court. There's a lazy pass, and Stidham comes away with a steal. Two on one, had it ripped away, and out of bounds just barely on the line was Boss, who nearly had a great pickpocket there. But it will be Royal Valley basketball underneath their own basket at 5:34 to go. Stidham, long pass. Wolosik, right wing, working towards the corner. Step back, but she shoved off. It's an offensive foul, and Wolosik is fouled out of the game. That is a monster loss for Royal Valley. I think it's an unnecessary move by the Osage City fans to, I guess, put up a standing ovation for a sophomore fouling out in a sub-state championship game. Well, they're passionate. I'll give them that. 5:25 clock moving fourth quarter, 55-39. And a whistle and a foul. No, they're going to call a jump ball. And the possession arrow is going to keep it right here with Osage City. A 16-point Osage City lead at 55-39 at 5:20 to go. Spies will throw it in. Long pass into the backcourt here to Shoemaker. Shoemaker working on Mills, gets in the paint, all the way, shot, no, trickles off the rim, and a rebound for Broaddus. 7 rebounds in the game for Athena Broaddus. Long pass, Mills up the floor, couldn't make it. Miller on the offensive rebound, her stick back is no good, but a foul. That puts Miller at the line for Royal Valley. Got to get these to go if you're the Panthers. And the foul on Osage City against Peyton Pitts, that is her second. Ewa Miller, 19 in the game, leading Royal Valley, and her first free throw, no good. Left it short. Now 3-for-5 from the charity stripe in this game tonight. Kitzelman checks back in here for Osage City. And Addison Watson will get a breather. A little bit longer of a lineup in there for Osage City. And the second free throw is banked in by Miller, and she's got 20. 55-40, Osage City. 5 minutes to go in the game. Trip to Hutch on the line next week. Right side pass, wide open for 3. Halfway down and out. And Boss is able to get the offensive rebound. Another second chance opportunity. Boy, that has been a key stat tonight. Offensive rebounding well in favor of Osage City. No shot clock, of course, taking all the time that they want. Here's Pitts, short corner right, back on the perimeter to Kitzelman, puts up the dribble, stops on the elbow, spinning, turning, firing, left the shot short. Surprise, another offensive rebound for Kaylin Boss, third opportunity to get it on the left block. They kick it back out, speeds to 3, swish. 58-40, Osage City at 4:15 to go. It's 7 points in the game for Spies. And they got that after 2 offensive rebounds on that one possession. Miller gets a look inside. She's fouled from behind. And she will go to the line to shoot 2. Osage City foul this time on Kaylin Boss, her second. And team foul number 4. 6'1 freshman, Kiwa Miller. First free throw, no good. She's got 20 points and 7 rebounds in this game. You need every opportunity to go when you get it at the stripe here in the fourth quarter when you are running out of time and down 18. And she missed them both, and a rebound for Kitzelman. And now Osage City inching ever so closer to joining Silver Lake out in Hutch next week. Under 4 minutes to go, 3:55 and counting to be exact, 58-40. Here's Spies around a Kitzelman screen, top of the key, gets to the elbow, kicks it left. This is Pitts. Back into the corner with Spies. Long pass, Kitzelman. Ball fake out the perimeter. Right side pass, Shoemaker. Curling left. Stops in the paint. Bouncing up top to Spies. Thought about a 3. Did so again. Now working on Stidham. Backing out and resetting. About 45 seconds have come off the clock here on this possession alone. Osage City, Kitzelman, a 3. It was on target but long. And a rebound finally cleared away by Mills for Royal Valley. But plenty of precious time taken off the clock there on that possession for the Indians. Here's a pass inside to Mills, spinning to her left, flips it up, hits the heel and falls through, and a timeout for Coach Boucher. Mills with 7 in the game, 6 of the 7 in the second half, and it's a full timeout. We'll follow suit. 3:07 left in this game. Number 3 ranked Osage City leading Royal Valley 58-42. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents, since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Royal Valley girls running out of time here tonight in Hiawatha. They trail number 3 ranked Osage City 58-42. Just 3:07 left in this game. Ray Penning, our studio producer tonight. I'm Brandon Tabman here on KNCA. We're going to have one more scoreboard show, but it's not tonight. It's going to be tomorrow night, as it'll be wrapping up the day number 2 of sub-state championship games. Silver Lake winning their game on the girls' side here earlier tonight. Their title defense is fully underway. Osage City with it out of the timeout. In control, leading by 16. Royal Valley's only committed one foul here in the fourth quarter, so they got 3 fouls to give. Let's see how they utilize it, but of course, Osage City leading by 16 points in no hurry. A lot of perimeter passing here, and we're at 2:40 to go. Royal Valley gave it an effort. They got it back to within 3 early in the third quarter, but they have not been any closer since. And there's a foul on the perimeter. Spies dribbling on the right wing. And the foul on Stidham for Royal Valley, her 3rd and the 2nd in the quarter. Here's Shoemaker to throw it in right in front of her own bench. Gets it right near midcourt to Kaylin Boss. Sensational 5'10 freshman who has been All-State caliber this season, averaging 24 a game, and she's dropped 20 here tonight. Left side pass, Spies, a back-breaking 3, couldn't get it to go, and a rebound for Royal Valley. Got to move quickly. 2:10 to go in this game. Quads, pass deflected, looking for Miller on a cut. Good job by Kaylin Boss, reaching out and knocking that one out of play. 2:08 left in the game, Osage City leading it 58-42. Panthers. Boy, they did not have that really set up at all. Klotz was trying to get it back to Stidham, but she didn't step back in bounds in time. Well, the turnover number is an issue. It has been all night. And that's going to be one big key that Coach Boucher looks at when he's diving through the box score of this one. Under 2 minutes to go, 1:53 and counting. Osage City leading by 16. Boss, bounce pass, shot up and good. That was Kaylin to Lexi. Lexi with 13 in the game, 60-42 our score. Buck 35 to go, Miller inside, shot no, fighting for her own rebound, gets it up and in, count it, and one. What a game tonight for Kiwan Miller, the freshman, 22 points, and a chance here at a 3-point play. It stops the clock at 1:32, makes the score Osage City 60 and Royal Valley 44. And a standing ovation for Lexi Boss, who had just fouled out of the game there, finishing tonight with 13 points, 11 of those 13 here in the second half. Athena Broadus has come out of the game, and the emotion of the 5'10 senior showing there is Russell checks in for her. 92 seconds left in the game. Miller's free throw is good. 23 for Kiwa Miller. 90 seconds left in this game. Osage City leading by 15. Kaylin Boss trapped in the corner. Gets it back to the wing. There's a whistle and a foul. Just the 3rd foul against Royal Valley in the fourth quarter. And this one on Samantha Klotz, her 4th. So they got one more foul to give, does Royal Valley, before Osage City hits the free throw line. Down to a 1:22. They dump it into the backcourt here with Boss. This is Kaylin working on Samantha Klotz. Hands it off to Spies. Little three-man weave action around the perimeter. There's a bump. There's a foul. It's on Stidham, her 4th. That's the final foul to give. 1:13 left in this game. The Osage City lead is 15. At 60-45. Royal Valley had their best season since 20 and 21. A and they went 17-5. It looks like it's going to come up short here in the title game. A foul called. This one on Samantha Klotz, and that will be her fifth. The Central Missouri volleyball commit has fouled out of the game, and Stormy Lake will replace. And Kaylin Voss is going to shoot two free throws here with 106 to go. Her first is good. 21 in the game. She's hit three threes in the second half, four triples in the game. Tell you what, next week in Hutch, this Osage City team is going to be a tough out. And they will be one of the top seeds with only one loss on their record. 62-45, she connected on both. Here's Mills, layup good. Donzo Mills with 9, 8 in the second half. 62-47, under 50 seconds. I think Royal Valley's going to call off the dogs here. We'll see if they foul once or twice more. Right now, pressuring a little bit, but not fouling. 37 seconds and counting. The Osage City fans on their feet continue to pass it around the perimeter. 30 seconds to go. Royal Valley gave it a heck of an effort here tonight. But again, Osage City, their big three of Kitzelman, Kaylin, and Lexi Voss, all with fantastic games here tonight. Royal Valley's going to step back. It looks like they're going to call off the dogs for sure. Final 10 seconds as Osage City will join Silver Lake in Hutchinson next week. 3, 2, 1. The ovation is loud and proud for the Osage City Indians as they advance to the state tournament next week with a sub-state title win over Royal Valley. Our final score tonight, Osage City 62, Royal Valley 47. Post-game show next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We'll wrap it up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-through on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
An IRA is an investment in your future. The time to prepare for your retirement is now. Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank. The key to building a substantial retirement income from an IRA is starting early. When you save long term, your money will grow with the interest earned over time. Opening an IRA 1 year earlier can make a huge difference. Come visit Citizens Trust Department and see Eric or Lori to get started with your IRA today. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, very impressed by number three ranked Osage City as they pull away and defeat Royal Valley tonight in a girls class 3A sub-state title game in Hiawatha. Indians win it 62-47. As Royal Valley season comes to an end, they'll finish with a record of 14-7, their best season they've put together since 2020 and 2021. This Royal Valley team has a lot to be excited about over the next few years, but number three ranked Osage City moving to 22-1 on the year. They will take a 19-game winning streak into the state tournament next week out in Hutchinson. Get you the final stats in this game brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. Let's start with Osage City. They had three fantastic performances tonight. Julia Kitzelman had 15 points and 4 rebounds. The leading scorer was Kaylin Voss. She had 22 points and 7 rebounds. And then Lexi Voss with 11 of her 13 points in the second half. They also got 7 points from Emery Spies, 2 points apiece from Sadie Shoemaker and Peyton Pitts. They also got 1 point from the line from Addison Watson. Royal Valley had 23 points and 8 rebounds from the freshman Keewon Miller. And they also got 9 points apiece from Pano Wawasik and Dosno Mills. 4 points, 7 rebounds from Athena Broadus. And 2 points and 5 rebounds from Avery Stidham. Well, the Panthers are going to look back on this. The turnover number is not ideal. They had 25 turnovers in this game, a lot of them unforced. They out-rebounded Osage City 35-24. Royal Valley was 9 of 15 at the free throw line in this game. Osage City, they were 7 of 13 from the free throw line. But the outside shooting, big heavy favor in the side of Osage City. The Indians hit 9 threes in this game tonight. That was 2 away from tying the school record in which they hit 11 threes in their first round win against Osawatomie. In a 90-26 win, they hit 9 threes tonight in their 62-47 win against Royal Valley in the sub-state title game. Royal Valley hit 2 threes, both of which in the second half, or I should say actually both of those threes were in the first half by Pano Wawasik. Our player to bank on, it's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Well, doing the prep and getting ready for this one. Was I and the freshman in Kaylin Voss, the 5'10 freshman who came in averaging 24 points per game along with 6 rebounds and also 5 steals, had 34 in the win against Osawatomie. She had 22 points and 7 rebounds tonight and 13 of those 22 in the second half. She had a stretch where she was just unconscious from the outside. She had 3 threes in the third quarter, helped keep it at arm's length, and they are able to hold on. Kaylin Voss, the 5'10 freshman, our player to bank on, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. All right, so our first night of sub-state championship games is wrapped up here in Hiawatha on the girls' side. Silver Lake and Osage City punching tickets to Hutchinson next week. Who's going to join them on the boys' side? Tomorrow night, 5 o'clock, here on KNZA, Perry LeCompton will be taking on Bishop Ward, and the nightcap around 6:30. A big East League showdown, a game that went into overtime the first time around. Sabetha and Silver Lake, 4 boys teams, 2 spots in Hutch on the line tomorrow night. Perry LeCompton and Bishop Ward at 5, followed by Sabetha and Silver Lake. After that, we'll have both broadcast right here on KNZA. Again, the finals from tonight, Silver Lake over Wellsville, 58-25. And our game here on KNZA, number 3-ranked Osage City, eliminate Royal Valley in the title game, 62-47. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. For Ray Penning, I'm Brandon Tam, and thanks for listening to High School Hoops tonight here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been High School Basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming. Keeping you informed, this is Kansaland News.
This is The Lids, from your only source for local daily news. I'm Brian Hagan, along with John Nixon and Greg Bebermeyer. Remember, you can find us online anytime at msconews.net.
Hey, Jackson County Traffic.